Check 1, 2. It's your girl, Shanira the Mouthpiece, with an end of the year episode for Ask a Black Woman. As you know, I have been on a hiatus because I am producing the One Woman Show, which is coming to the 2019 Hollywood Fringe Festival in June. And so it requires my dedication. And so, you know, if I had to pull back off of the production of the One Woman Show to record a podcast, you know it was going to be a big reason to do so. So I'm going to get into why we are here today. Thanks for tuning in. I went to a nice event, this really nice children's event, this past Saturday. And at this event, I happened to meet one of the world's largest stars. What I'm talking about is the Bobby Brown, Mr. My Prerogative, Mr. Tenderoni, Mr. New Additions, OG, etc. Yes, that Bobby Brown. Now, I'm going to set this up and let you know what was going on. Again, it was a children's event. Parents were roaming around. And I was actually there on a gig. And I was done with the gig, really. But one of the people that was with the gig happened to make a comment. This was a woman. This was a woman who was not African-American, African descent, not black. She was a woman, not a black woman. And so we were standing, not even just a stone's throw from Mr. Brown, when I noticed him and I commented, that's the Bobby Brown. I was super hesitant to go up to him. Mr. Bobby Brown was on his chill. I'm a big respecter of that. I don't go up to celebrities just for the sake of the selfie, especially if I don't really, really rock with them, never really supported them. I'm just not that chick. So I actually was debating on whether or not to do it. And on top of that, I just respect the fact that celebrities are really just human. And it just was very apparent to me that Mr. Bobby Brown was there on the chill. And he was there with his wife, who had her business going. And so I really didn't want to do that. And plus, nobody was apparently around him, crying around him, doing that, you know? So I was really, really hesitant to do so. And so I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to go over. But the individual, the non-African-American woman that was near me, happened to make this comment while I was debating to go up to Mr. Bobby Brown. She said, well, famous or not, should no crackhead be at no kids event? Ooh, that statement just rocked me so much, and I couldn't let it ride. And I didn't want to be argumentative or combative, but the sister and me, I took defense to it. You would have thought he was my brother, my lover, whatever it was. I had to cold check. I said, listen, who you know what's a crackhead? What crackhead you at? Who you looking at? You know what I'm saying? That's a human being. That's a brother minding his business. Are you looking at him? What kind of crackish behavior are you observing in him? Like the brother's here minding his business. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think that was a little out of line? And not only that, the brother's sober. Did you know that? Oh, really? Oh, really? This is like, oh, really? Yeah, he is. Take a real good look at him. Because I know addicts. I know people addicted. I know people that's out of it too. That brother ain't using nothing right there. Now, I don't live with him, but he minding his business. And you know what? So if he was an addict, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? What do you mean he don't belong nowhere? He belong on earth like you do, Missy. Like, I was so incensed by it. And I just checked him. I said, listen, he ain't coming in here making the event about himself. He on his chill. Woo, woo, woo. When I put in a place and had to say, yo, you got to respect the man. You got to respect the man. You know, she backed up off of it. She was like, oh, I didn't know he was sober and stuff. Listen, as my a friend of mine, when I relayed the story to her, she said, the last time I checked, I didn't know. I thought addiction was a disease. I didn't know it was a crime. You feel me? So I really was really, really, really like taken aback, because I was like, man, a black man can't get a goddamn break nowhere, whatever. Like, people, not just a black man, but a celebrity. Like, we on a black man tip, I'm like, whether the man was sober or not sober, You know what I'm saying? Whether he's an addict or not an addict, it don't matter. He is like he still got to do his time after he done did his time. You know what I'm saying? Like he done already been through some stuff in life or whatever, but he can't go to an event and mind his business without people judging him because of what we think we know about him. Because, you know, the reason why I was still kind of like fresh, like, oh, I want to go up to him, because I had just, you know, been in Georgia visiting my mama who was in a nursing home. And what was we doing on over the Thanksgiving weekend? Watching a New Edition story, me reliving myself as a child. I was a straight up fan, and she know how I wore out the house with all eight tunes, New Edition and Bobby Brown too. She knew. So I was like, I can't pass up a moment to go up to Mr. Bobby Brown or whatever. So I wasn't about to sit here. And you know what I'm saying? What you don't understand is not, I think, you know, some people that's non-black don't get it, don't understand. Like, you don't understand what it's like to come from absolutely nothing and not have a whole lot of guidance and have nothing to guide you in those types of situations. So you come into money, you come into celebrity without guidance. You don't know what it's like to cope with that lifestyle, man. So don't get twisted by what we have been exposed to. By the movies about his life, because even if they've been as transparent as they can on screen, we still wasn't there with him in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? So nobody has a heaven or a hell to put a black man in or another human being either, because you ain't walking in their shoes. And if you're not there to bless them or to pray for them, you best just keep your damn mouth shut. Because as my old pastor used to say back home, he would say, if you ain't been through nothing yet, keep on living. Keep on living. That'll humble you. But I think sometimes it's easier for people, for other races, to demonize and not humanize people of color. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's just like the whole thing I feel like with drug addiction in general. They was locking up our people when crackhead users, criminalizing them, right? But then when as heroin and meth and all that start to really, really creep up and really affect your baseball moms in the suburbs and all that, a.k.a. people outside the black community, all of a sudden it was like, we got to treat the disease. We got to treat them and all that kind of stuff, whatever. It's the same thing. So I wasn't feeling that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to wrap this up a taste. I'm glad you was listening. But I want to conclude with, you know, I came out the bathroom. I saw that everybody else was going around them. And I was still hesitant. I was like, but other people are going up. And at the last moment, I went up. I said, Mr. Byron, could you take a picture real quick? And he did it. He obliged. And I could see that he really wanted to back up off of that. He wasn't bad attitude, nothing like that. But you know what? What I do realize, you know, people don't owe, they don't owe us nothing. He done gave his whole life on the screen, on the stage, etc. He done gave. And so he don't owe us nothing. So I was grateful. I'm grateful that Bobby Brown took a picture with a sister. Yeah, I am. Thank you, Mr. Bobby Brown, for what you've added to the game, man. I'm glad you healed and you rebounded. You back, you know what I'm saying? You living like you should and you reconcile with your brothers and y'all perform together. And I'm big upping you. So thank you for that. And that's all I want to say, man. I think we need to even like internally, I think sometimes we can go hard on the brothers or within ourselves. But it's almost like, you know, you might be having issues with your siblings and everything like that, but you don't let nobody outside the fam speak ill of the brother. You don't do that. You don't get a right to do that. You know what I mean? So that's what I had to check in with y'all off of Ask a Black Woman here on a December. I'm glad y'all listening, etc. And stay tuned for some more stuff I'm going to be dropping coming after the new year. But mark your calendars. Ask a Black Woman, the One Woman Show, will be in the 2019 Hollywood Fringe Festival in Hollywood. I got to emphasize that. I'm so proud of myself and what my team is going to help me to accomplish. All right. Peace, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.